Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This week we're going to talk about setting goals and following through by changing our habits. In the last couple of years, different people have talked about goal setting and whether we should or shouldn't set goals. And they've also talked about not setting goals at all, but developing habits or strategies to change the way we live. But today, I want to focus on setting goals and why it's okay to set SMART or smarter goals, and how to develop a strategy and habits to reach those goals. The phrase SMART goals has been around since the 80s, and it stands for specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound. And the ER on the end has been added to stand for evaluate and review. Now, I'm not going to go in depth on setting smarter goals. I'll do a full podcast on that later. What I want to do is just lay out a simple framework for setting smarter goals. Then we can develop the systems and habits to see those goals through. So, smarter goals. S, specific. Many of us set goals that sound like this. I want to lose 20 pounds, or I want to do this kind of job. Well, that says specifically that what you want to do, it's not a specific goal. What the S in smarter goal stands for, that specific is, I weigh 220 pounds by September 3rd. That is a specific goal. Or, I will start a photography business by March 31st. Those are very specific goals. So the M is measurable. So how do you measure it? If you're losing weight, then you measure it by weight loss or caloric intake. If you're starting a business like photography, then you'll need to come up with some step-by-step instructions for yourself to start your photography business. This way you can track what you're doing each day or week or month, moving you towards starting your business. The A is actionable. Actionable is the verb part of the equation. Things like run, write, weigh, walk, go to, finish, develop are all action words. It's where you are putting yourself in the driver's seat. I weigh X number of pounds. I will attend a class on starting a business. I do X amount of push-ups every morning. I go to the gym. I walk at 3 p.m. every day. The R is realistic. Look, I get it. We've heard the stories that Tony Robbins tells and Jack Canfield or Brian Tracy. They talk about the cook at McDonald's who went to a goal-setting seminar and said, I'm going to make $1 million next year. You know, they went out and they made $1 million in a year. If you've never made $1 million before, making $1 million from making $12 an hour at McDonald's is such a stretch that most people can't make that kind of jump. I'm not going to say no one ever has. I'm just going to say it's not completely realistic. So, while I'm sure there's someone that has happened to maybe do that, what you want to do is be realistic about your goals the next month, the next 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, and beyond is more important than setting some ridiculous goal to make an absurd amount of money over the next 12 months. We tend to overestimate what we can do in the short term and underestimate what we can do in the long term. So setting realistic goals will help you stay on track when you develop a habit for your life. Next is T, time sensitive. When will you get it done? Where's your finish line? 1 month, 3 months, 1 year, 5 years? We need long-term goals. Knowing what your finish line is gives you a place to shoot the dart at. Then we get to E, evaluated, and R, reviewed. Evaluated and reviewed go hand in hand. You need to review your goals every day so they are fresh in your mind. I get up every morning, I do my prayer and meditation, my journaling, and then I review my goals so I know what I need to do for the day. You need to know what you're shooting at, where you want to be, and how close or how far away you are from your goals. Evaluating your goals will allow you to understand if this is really your goal. Do I really want to do this now that I've set down on this road? Am I willing to pay the price? Because there's always a price to pay. Reviewing your goals daily and evaluating them at least monthly, depending on how far out and how big they actually are, will help you stay focused on what you're actually doing. And I want to say this as well. It's okay to change a goal or to even stop going towards a goal. Had I learned this lesson 10 years ago, it would have saved me a lot of headaches. So I want you to learn it now. You need to do what's right for you, and that's okay. That's what life is about. And evaluating your goals regularly will allow you to do that. So now we've got the goal down. That leads us into creating better habits. And I want to give you this caveat. Most of us, me included, have a hard time going from setting a goal to accomplishing the goal. And that's why making your goals into habits or systems is essential. That's why being realistic and measurable is important. Remember, we overestimate what we can do in the short term and underestimate what we can do in the long term. Our habits will drive us. I talk a lot about our values and living our values. What we value turns into habits we have. Anything we repeat for a long period of time becomes a habit. And I assume most of us know this. But as we grow and change, we can develop systems that help us break out of the bad habits and achieve the goals we've set for ourselves to live our lives and our value system. So the example goal I'm going to use is, I will write a 50,000 word book by July 1st, 2023. The first thing we can do is figure out what the simplest thing to do now is and do it. What is our next step? What is the one thing you have to do right now to reach your goal? And with this goal, it's write. So the habit you want to create is, I write for 1 hour every day at 7 a.m. Or I write for 30 minutes every day at 5 p.m. Pick a time, place, and system that works for you. And this is where creating the habit kicks in. We create a habit that puts us in front of a computer or with a yellow pad in hand, however you write, at the designated time every day. You're not writing a book, you're becoming a writer. But what happens is what Steve Pressfield calls resistance. Instead of writing at the time we're supposed to, we cook dinner or breakfast. We take a shower or watch TV, watch some YouTube, mow the yard, get on social media. We do everything we can except what we're supposed to. So in order to break the bad habit of not doing what we're supposed to do, we're going to use what James Clear calls the 2-minute rule. Our minds realize that we can do anything for 2 minutes. When we want to build a habit, breaking the habit down into smaller sections that can be done in 2 minutes will increase our chance of starting the new habit. Our new habit is to write for 1 hour a day. When we look at it as, I have to write 1 hour a day, our brain says, I can't do that because it's never done it before. But when we decide to write for 2 minutes, we think, I can take out my notepad and get my pencil or pen. Or I can sit down at my computer. I can open up Google Docs or Microsoft Word for 2 minutes. What this does is get us into the habit of starting. What Steven Pressfield and James Clear both say is that just getting started is where the resistance gets broken. We have to get in the habit of doing something new before we can change it. Just establishing the habit of sitting down to write will help your brain realize that you can do this. We must establish the habit before we can improve it. I'm using this example for the goal of writing a book next year, but we can use it for anything. James Clear gives the example of just putting on your shoes and walking out the front door every day if you want to start a walking habit, because you become a person who puts on their shoes and walks out the front door. He talks about a guy who just showed up at the gym for 5 minutes every day for a month to establish the fact in his mind he was someone who went to the gym every day. We've been told for years that we need to have these crazy, audacious goals and we need to get to work on them right away. What this new mindset is, is that we can start small and grow into anything we want to be. Another thing we can do to ensure we're achieving our goals is to find a group to come together with like-minded individuals. If you have people around you who encourage you to become the best you can and do the things that you say you want to do, you increase your chances of success exponentially. That's why all the 12-step programs are based around a group structure. The group doesn't just hold members accountable, it encourages them. It supplies them with knowledge on how to do what they're trying to do. You can also find a coach who will hold you accountable. Someone who can ask you questions to help you move forward and achieve whatever the goals you want. And I want to make this clear. I believe that having people in our lives who believe in us and genuinely want us to succeed increases our chances of success at minimum tenfold. I don't think I can emphasize enough what having people around you, people in your life who believe in you, can do for your self-esteem and your success. When you're starting a new project, like if you want to write a book, find people who are writing books. There are dozens of options today. Online meetup groups, in-person meetup groups, mastermind groups. You could take a class at a community college, take an online course with other people. Whatever you want to do, there is a community out there for you to join that will encourage you and give you the wisdom to succeed. How do you see yourself? We've set the goal. We've gotten a group. We've gotten a mentor. In the end, setting a goal is not what changes you as a person. And I fully believe that setting smarter goals can drive us to be the best people, to dig down inside and discover who we really are. But like our values drive our thinking, our habits create who we are. And in the end, the goal isn't to write a book, it's to become a writer. Just writing a book does not make you a writer. Writing every day makes you a writer. You know, writing a book and losing weight are the two main things that people say that they want to do. Our goal may be to weigh 180 pounds by Thanksgiving, but when Thanksgiving gets here, we gain 15 pounds back before New Year. And you know I'm right. So losing weight may need to become, I go to the gym every day at 5 p.m. or I track everything I eat in the MyFitnessPal app. In the end, you are unique and unrepeatable. You are special just for being yourself. To be the best version of yourself, you must decide who you are and who you really want to be. And only you can decide to be who you were created to be. Only you can set specific goals and design habits to get you there. Be the best version of yourself because nobody else can. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. I hope this helps you begin to set smarter goals and develop habits to reach your goals. If you like what you hear and want to stay up to date with all the happenings at Recapture Your Life Coaching, please remember to like, follow, or subscribe, or you can sign up on the website to get a weekly update at recaptureyour.life. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.